Okay, Simon Ish Mem Ches. So in Tifaf, Mechaber brings from the Gemara in Gittin that Kol Adam Chayiv Litein Tzedakah. If you Ani Mispanis Minat Tzedakah, Chayiv Litein. So the Gemara is Mavur over there in Gittin that even an Ani who takes Tzedakah still has to give Tzedakah. So Lemaisa, the Shach already is bothered. That Lemaisa in Reishinu and Aleph Siv Gimel, it's Mavur, that in the Seder HaKadima for Tzedakah, who gets first? Your Krevim, your parents, your children, your cousins. So there the Ramah brings, really it's coming from the Torah. The Torah there brings a whole list of halachas and Ripsadi going and Hafiz Tzedakah. And there the Torah says that Parnasas Atzmacha Kaidim, because of the principle of Chayecha Kaidmin, that your life comes before anyone else. So Mela, the Ramah there says that if you don't have Kedei Parnasa, if a person doesn't have Nasa to be a Farnas Atzma, then he doesn't give Tzedakah. His Tzedakah goes to himself. So the Shach is bothered. How could you say an Ani's Chayef to get Tzedakah? An Ani Vaistai is someone who doesn't have Parnasa. So the Shach here says, so Ad Kedei Kach, that the Aruch HaShulchan says that over there it's just the Ramah. The Ramah brings this halacha that, you know, a person gets his own parnasa first. The Rav Mechaber leaves it out. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, because it's a stira, because as you see here, not like that. You see, an Ani has to give. And that Mechaber is not paskin in that halacha over there. Hakapanim, the Ramah paskins it, and the Shach has his stira. So the Shach says a chiddush, he says, Enechanami. Over here we're talking about someone who bets him Yeshloi parnasasai, which we'll soon see what's taka together of Yeshloi parnasasai. So the person bets him has parnasa. So, and he's the one who we're being mechayev over here. So why are we calling him an ani if he has parnasa? So the Shach says, because there's a chiluk. Just because a person has kedei parnasasa, which we'll see what that is, it's mavur in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Beis, that that's a Medina de Gemara. We used to say that a person who has very little already cannot take any tzedakah. Paiskim over there are saying, Reish Nun Gimel, the Mechaber already brings it to Tshuva Rashba, that was because there was matnas aniyim. A person the whole year would go to the sadeh and get peyel, leket, shichacha, and you'd be fed the whole year. There's manenu that we don't have these things. So the poskim they're saying, the mechaber brings in Rishon Gimel Sif Beis, that even if a person has epis, he has some money, he has some what to live on a little bit. But if he doesn't have enough of a carry, he doesn't have money enough for that, with that money he could do business or he can make investments and he could earn from that money enough for a whole year, so then he's still allowed to take tzedakah. Over here and there, but he already asked the question. Yeah, well, for sure, each individual, how big your family is, and you know where you live, and your standard of living, day machsayre, which we're going to get into in the future. So nice, that's how the Shach is learning. He's saying that in a chanami, this person has kedei parnasah, so we'll see what that is, but he's still someone who could take stuck. We're calling him an ari because he's someone who doesn't have enough to live on for a whole year. And someone who doesn't have enough to live on for a whole year, he could take stuck. So Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan over here is Tamei on the Shach. He says that the Shach, it's Tamua to say such a thing. And he understands that person who, in Reish Nun Aleph Gimel, it says that your Parnasa comes first. So Zak there, but a person who Taka has Kedei Parnasasa, whatever that gather is, we'll see, Avadi can't take Tztaka. And that which it says in Reish Nun Gimel, that you're allowed to take Tztaka if you don't have enough for a year, that's the only person who doesn't have what he's calling Kedei Parnasasa. I mean, kind of read, the Aruch HaShulchan understood Kedei Parnasasa means he knows that he has some means of making a living, even though he doesn't have money for the whole year. But he has some kind of a job. He has some kind of plan of how to live off making a living. Then he can't take tzedakah. So Meila says, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shach is Tamua. And even if he doesn't have money for a year, but if he has Kedei Parnasah, so he can't take tzedakah.
You say the tzedakah over here is just that, I don't know, small
amount. Oh, so it says the Aruch HaShulchan, exactly. That's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan says here. And there's a Yad Avram here on the bottom. It says the same thing. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that there's two dinim. That Avada, we're talking here about a real ani who doesn't have kedei parnasasa, a real poor person who's struggling to make ends meet, mamish ad kedei that he doesn't know where his food's coming from. So the halacha there is that he's taka pata from tzedakah. Which tzedakah? The tzedakah we're going to see, the etzem din of giving kefi hasagas yada, we're going to see next week, the beginning of Reish Mem Tes, to give meiser, to give a chaymish, to give whatever kefi, as much as he can give. So for that, he's taka pater. And what the Gemara here means, when ani, and the Mechaber, the Aruch HaShulchan learns, means ani misparnes but tzedakah has to give, that's talking about the minimal shear that's in Reish Mem Tes Beis from the Gemara Baal Basra. Lo'olam lo yimna adam me'atmo pachas mishlisis ha-shekel l'shana. To give a shlisis ha-shekel b'shana. So that's what we're referring to here, says the Aruch HaShulchan and others. Now how much is the shlisis ha-shekel? It's mamish nothing. They make a cheshbon, that's a few grams of silver, comes out to something like, depends, you know, each sefer has their own kvius, but it's something like 5, 10, maybe 20 shekel a year we're talking about. So from that, says Aruch HaShulchan, you're chayiv, no matter what. I mean, obviously not by kuch nefesh, so kuch nefesh is doing everything, but even takan ani, who's mamish and ani, who has to go collecting on the psachim, he has to manage to give something 5, 10, 20 shekel a year. And that's what we're talking about over here. Now, lemaisa, why should the principle of Chayecha Koidim not apply to this Shlish Shekel? Even if it's a few shekel, why should it apply? So some of the Poskim say that the pshat is that in a Hanami, when the Shaila is to support him or to support yourself, then we say you support yourself, you come first. But this minimum shear of Shlish Shekel, it's a little bit like we were speaking about last week, that in a Hanami, the Yisrael of Shlish Shekel, to give a few shekel, is not really to support anyone. The idea is, even if you're potter from supporting people, you have to do a Maisa Nesina. That's the minimum chiyuv of every Yid, as poor as he is, to make a Maisa Nesina. You know, it's not else, the Nakud is not to help the Tzveter. If you to help him, you're potter, you have to help yourself first. But to do a Maisa Nesina, you have to do. So, and Lamaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan basically proves what he's saying from the Rambam, because the Rambam, when he brings this halacha of Aniyah Mesparin, he says, Gemara Gittin, so he says, in the same halacha he says, that a person should not be nimna to give a shlish shekel, v'afilu Aniyah Mesparin is menat stak, and he brings the halacha, he puts them together, it's mashma, and he's talking, saying that this halacha refers to only the shlish shekel. So, okay, so it's like this. So, l'chayr, the shach is masking to the halacha that's being said here. The way the Aruch HaShulchan is learning Pshat and Shulchan Aruch, l'chayr, that halacha, the Aruch HaShulchan is masking to. The shach is masking to. That minimal, everyone has to give, no matter what, everyone has to give a few shekel a year to stuff it. Nor what the shach was understanding, that's not the Pashat Pshat and Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch says, kol adam chayv li'tein tztaka, means the regular dinim of tztaka, to give more than just a pruta for the whole year, a few prutas all year, means to give the normal shir, chaymesh, meiser, a shir hagun. So, and that the Shach is saying, so then we have this Yisoid says the Shach that Taka, to give that full amount, to give a real amount to Tzaka, a Chaymish or a Meiser, until you have Kedei Parnasa, you're Pater. That's Lashon Rama over there. That's what the Shach brings here, that if you have less than Kedei Parnasa, you're Pater. So how much is this Kedei Parnasa? So it's not clear in the Poskim. So this over there, in Rishon and Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan is bothered by this. Rama says, if you don't have Kedei Parnasa, you're Pater. So Aruch HaShulchan says, go look around. Frat Bismano, you know, in pre-war Europe, said, who has Kedei Parnasa? Everyone struggles to make ends meet. Every Kemad every Yid. So what are you going to say, that everyone's Pater from Tztaka? We're going to let the Aniyim and Amol in Bismano, if you didn't give the Aniyim, they would die of hunger. That was it. So he says, Lo Yitachin. So he says like this, it's not really clear in the Aruch HaShulchan, he's really a shtickle. He goes Mikatz Lakatz. He says, Avada someone who's just pashut barely putting lechem tsar v'mayim, someone just putting bread and water on the table and just mamish making ends meet just to survive. So he's avada pater from tztaka. That certainly is nichol on that Rama. And he doesn't have to give chaymish, maiser, he'll have to give a few shekel a year, shlish shekel. And then Me'idach Kisei says, but certainly someone who he feeds his family, he clothes his family, he has no problem paying his rent, he has no problem paying his mortgage, whatever he's referring to. He says, it basically have ksus, dira, and food, and Michael. So then avada your mechuyev to give, even if it's a little hard, and you have to struggle a little bit to, you know, finish the month, whatever it is, zaktar chashulchan avada, then you have to give. So the question is, what about if it's in between? It's not mamish, everything's not mamish masodar, but you're not mamish holding by bread and water on the table. So a lot of people have such a matziv, that it's not mamish, not everything's masodar. They certainly don't have, like the Ramah says in Rishon Gimel, they certainly don't have enough money and savings to live off for a whole year. That they certainly don't have. Well, okay, on Shabbos, let's say on Shabbos you have meat, on Yontif they have, they're able to, every now and then, get new clothing. L'mais it's b'doichag, they don't live with maestros, let's say, they're in chayvus very often. So the mashmos, and that's why I saw the same number of the Heidegger Poskim, Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that basically a person who lives b'doichak, but it's mamish b'doichak, he doesn't have savings, and he's taka going from month to month, and he's every now and then he's chayvus to the makola and chayvus to this one. So ma'isa b'chia gavna, you taka be potter from ma'iser and chaymish, from the real full shiur tztaka. And so you wouldn't have to give ma'iser or chaymish. So the question is, could you get by with a shlis shekel? So the place can say, better not, don't give just a shlis shekel, but it's only going to be kfiya sagas yadai. That which we're going to see later, that someone who gives less than ma'iser, it's already called saras ayin, it's called a mida ra, a person who's living b'doichak. So that's called parnasas atzmai koydin. That's chayecha koydin. He's just making ends meet. It's in a chanami. He's not mamish like the Aruch HaShulchan says. He's not mamish bread and water. He has you know, meat on Shabbos or whatever it is he has here and there. But if everything's mamish b'doichak and he's bets him going from month to month, so then he'd be part of a meiser chaymish.
If he wants, why don't we say he should give meiser even if he can't afford it? And the
shabbos in a chanami. That's just totally in your dargis habitachin. So we're going to see the meiser in terms of pushing. Could be as a chiyuv to give himself first, we'll see. Right, yeah. Right, that's the question. If you're potter and you're doing it anyway, could be you're not kind of mitzvah. Yeah, it's not a mitzvah, so maybe you don't have the schoolers. The schoolers only doing proper tzedakah. Naseir HaKadima, you come first, then. Oh, so now's the question. What to do? So Lamaisa, there is another Eitzah, and it's Lamaisa, it's Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, and Reish Nun Gimel, and Reish Nun, where is this halacha? Reish Nun Aleph Yud Beis, I think it is. Let's see. Yeah, Reish Nun Aleph Yud Beis. This is also a possibility that a person who's in a Zamativ, so Shulchan Aruch says, Shnei Aniyim Shechayav Litein Stako, Yacha Kol Echan Meyam Litein Stako Shaloi Lechaveiro. If you have two aniyim, so they can basically trade meisers, and then you could talk about mafresh meiser also, and you could talk about trade the tzedaka with another person. So meiser, the place can say already in Derech Emuna, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna, he brings a thing from the Chazon Ish that you shouldn't do this a bit derech like a tanai, because then it's just like a business deal; it's not tzedaka. You shouldn't say I'm only giving to almanas and make a ganza tanai kafel, but you could have as an agreement that. That you can give to each other. And I saw Takos on the place can say that, Avreichim and Koyl, who very often are in this type of a matzav, where it's not mamish bread and water, but it's mamish, it's not, their panasas are not mesuder. So, every month they get the Koyl check, it could be mafresh meiser, and, the whole everyone in Koyl could kind of like switch it from hand to hand and give tzedakah. If you didn't do it tonight, you get tzedakah. Kindness is tzedakah.
All the time we gave tzedakah is that it's the midah that
is working. No. So that's what I'm saying. So you shouldn't do it derech tanai. You can't make a tanai the person in. Okay, I hear. Tishtagel harama. So they're saying. So that's what this halachah shulchan is saying. Harama is mutter. Harama, you're glad to be married. Now lemais it's like this. You're making a good point. And lemais it's like this. It's clear that this is only a kunz b'chi agavna that you're going to give meiser, and you're going to get right back from the next guy. But the mashal person who's living who's in a zasort doichak, who's like in between that, if he'll go and give meiser, going to cause him to go to other people and need more money. Going to cause the kupa shel tzedakah to have to give him more money, or it's going to cause him to have to go to relatives and ask for more tzedakah. It's going to vada not. That's also that's mefurshin shulchan aruch. That's halacha psuka from the Gemara that a person has to be matcha katzma not to take tzedakah. That's reishin hey lo yom yachagod matzma yat tzedakah to stay away from taking tzedakah. That's asei shabbos lechol al starach labrius. That's pasuk mefurshin shulchan aruch. So on the cheshbin of giving meiser and being a grace tzedakah and making other people suffer, so then vada not. And I saw that Rabbi Yonah Sefer says that's pashut, but lemaisa this kunz of giving from ani to ani, so then the haram is mutter. Because what?
It's different, like programs, like even more chazak each other.
Right.
So each one to match the maisa, put it in one. So you write marachas to keep the shmita.
So you can take from the kupa.
But if you don't do it, you can't take.
Right.
You lose the way to.
Right, right. So your mamash giving tzedakah, then you're putting money into a kupa shel tzedakah. Right. Very nice. Okay, so this could be an ogeh, meaning it depends. Different people get from support from people, from parents, from in-laws, whatever it is. So if it's a davar kavua, so we'll see hopefully in the next few weeks exactly what you have to be mafresh meiser from, tzedakah from, yeah, not. But let's say a person's parents or in-laws are just supporting him kefi tzarchle, as much as he needs. So then if he's going to go be a gerzit tzad, he can start giving meiser or chaymish, and it's going to cause them to be matrik themselves to have to give more tzedakah. What they're giving him is pashut tzedakah. Definitely no chiyuv, you have to feed your kids. You definitely have to support your kids in kol. So lemaisa to give tzedakah and force their hand to give more, that's about it, not correct. And b'chi agavn, if you're living b'tzimtzum and your parents or in-laws giving you just enough to get by, so taka, you should, avad, you have to give shlis shekel, and if you have savings, you have your own money to give tzedakah from there, but not to force their hand. Okay, we're going to get hopefully a little more back into this when we get into the halachas of meiser and chaymish in the coming weeks.
Savings.
It's a shayla.
Savings, not they don't touch.
Right, so the question is, so when you originally got the savings, if you got a bulk, so you pashut have to give meiser from that, but then after that, you don't have to take off more from the savings every year. But if you're making money, stocks and mutual funds and things like that, investments, so we'll have to see. Yeah, so that's the question.
He doesn't touch that.
So Chayu can't call Menani. If he has money in the bank enough that theoretically off $30,000 a person can still make investments, make business dealings, probably live for a year. I mean, it depends on the family, it depends on the place, but let's say a person could live for a year off $30,000. Chayu can't be magged himself as a nani. So the question is, right. So then the question is, what happens if you get support from the parents and you have your savings?
Right.
Okay, so we'll have to see, because sometimes the parents give, and it's believing that it's almanas, that you shouldn't take the tzedakah off. Like, it's either they say it lahedya, or they're giving it not to give the tzedakah from. So the question is, would you be mechuyev, if I get this money, I don't have to take the tzedakah off, but am I mechuyev to be mafresh mimakam acher for my savings in the bank?
You gave already from the other side, you got it originally.
Right, but now on this money that I'm getting,
this new money was the tzedakah.
Right, okay, so we're going to have to see. That's a shayla. Right. That's the question. If you're from two places, meaning I'm not mechuyev to give from this money from Minei Ubei, but maybe if I could be mafish from Makam Acher, maybe I'd be mechuyev. Okay, we're gonna have to see. We'll get into that chat. That's a good chat. We're gonna see. This is the din of being mishaneh from the Das Anoisim. But yeah, pashas they can give and say this is amanas to use it for this and this and this. I'm making it tonight, gomer. Then you couldn't be mishaneh. For what? Right. From this money you can't give. So then he's asking a question: would you be mechuyev to be mafresh makam acher? Do I have to take out my money in the bank to take myself for this? That's a shaila. Okay. So lemaisa it's mavur over here. That lemaisa the shach already brings from other places. We don't force a nani, but a regular person, taka we force him. So why do we force? So lemaisa is like this: Gemara in Ksuvas, Gemara in Bava Basra tells the story that famous lemaisa that Rava was koyfe to Reb Nosson Bar Ami to give 400 zuz. So Tosfos asks in Ksuvas Memtes. How could it be koyfe? It's a mitzvah that matan tzchar b'tzidu. The klal is, Gemara in Chulim, Daf Kofiut says, that any time the Torah is explicit about the tzchar, so we're not koyfe. So Tosfos has a couple of reasons. Tosfos has a couple of terutzim. One is that in the Chanami, there was no kfiyah, it just was kfiyah b'dvarim. He tried to convince him. Another terutz is that there was some kind of special heskim from the Bnei Ha'ir, and that's why. The third terutz of Tosfos is, and in it, lo'ilam, there's emes kfiyah on tztaka. Because by tztaka, since there's lavin, like we spoke about last week, lo'y sikpoit and lo'y sa'amitz. So anytime there's a lav, and you don't have this klal of matan tzchar b'tzidu, a lav, there's always kfiyah. So nice, I don't know if everyone saw on the Beis Yosef, it's taka machlokes rishonim, how we pass in. The Rashba's taka mashma, that there's no kfiyah on tztaka. Other rishonim, the ritzbah. Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef already brings that Rav Rubam of the rishonim, taka paskin, like the third teretz of Tosfos, but there is the kfiyah on tztaka, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Ramban. And maybe that's what's brought here in Shulchan Aruch. Kofen oisoyim, makonosem, makosmaridus, hachiyitin, masham dulitin. So lemaisa, there's a shtickle shayla, what's tak of alumdus, what's the gather of this kfiyah? The Taisa says, we can't be kaif on the essay, but there's a lois essay. So the question is, what are we being kaif on in the end of the day? Are we being kaif on the essay, just because it has the kayach that it has a lav backing it up, or are we being kaif on the lois essay? What are we being kaif directly on? Now what's the nafkamina? So nafkamina is in the gidri hakfiyah. Because by mitzvah's essay, if we're being kaif on the essay, which taka, that's how the ketzais and Simon Gimel learns, so this is famous machlokes in Simon Gimel Cheshmish with the Ketzais and Nesivos. Is what is the gedder of kfiya for mitzvah's essay? So the Ketzais there learns that since it's not lafushi meisura, it's just to convince him to do a mitzvah. So you need a beisdin of gimel anashim. And the Nesivos there, there's a whole back and forth in the Meshaviv. The Meis and the Nesivos there holds that there is that even for a mitzvah's essay, kfiya is even biyachid. A person that can tztaka, any single person go and force him to give tztaka. That's one nekuda in the Nesivos is chaylik on. The Nesivos in Chavis Das, in Yeridea, in Kufsa Mechalef, there he also points out that what the Ksais is saying about needing three to four so tztaka is not pashit, because there he's taka noita that maybe the kfiya is for the lav. And for kfiya for a lav, you know, the Ksais would be masking, that's lafushim yisura. So, kol yachid v'yachid is chayv lafushim yisura. Okay. So this is a machloek, is taka, what are we forcing on, and how many people you would need to force? Okay, that's one nekuda. The mice, it's also mavur here, that chutz from the kfiya, they were talking about was, you know, take sticks, you know, scare him, and push him, and force him. The mice, there's another nekuda here in Shulchan Aruch, that chutz from maka noisei makas mardus, there's yardin l'nechasov, which means they were just push to go into his house and start taking things, and give him tzedakah. So Lamaisa, this is also read in the Peskim. The Ketzais and Simon Lamates has a whole riches about this. What's the gather of Yerzim L'Nechasov? So Lamaisa, there's different stadim. It's either because that's also a way of being kaife. Ache kafuhu be gufay kafeyam be b'mayne. Just like you force him with his body, so force him with his money. That's one side. Lamaisa Ketzais also brings from the Kesem Mishnah that there's a shibun nechasim. That the pshad is, it's like a tfis bal chayv. There's a shibun on his nechasim to give tztaka. So meila, it's not, I'm just going to take what, it's like the anim's money is in his property, so we're just going to be taifas it. So this is also an afkamina, because if you learn that there's a shibun nechasim, and you're just going to be taifas, the avadi, you don't need three people. It's not kfiya for a mitzvah, it's tfis bal chayv. Ad kadei kach, that the machna frayim in Hilchos Chiyum Matan has a suffix. Now let's say there's a guy who's taka, who doesn't give enough tztaka, and we can't force him. And on he goes, and he's typhus. He grabs his wallet and grabs $100. So he has a suffix about this. He says, so if he wants to give the money to someone, a different ani, then avada, the ani's not zoiche, because he doesn't have a typhus and a taker himself. But if this guy, you do, I don't want to give to anyone, give it back to me. So he's noita, the taka, you don't have to give it back, because there's a shibun nechasim, there's tfisa, it's yardin l'nechasim. What?
because I know the beginning of Beis Yosef said Hashem is Sporach, it's always the best thing, didn't you about how he's the Beis?
Okay, I hear. But at least money, he'd have it, yeah, right. So let's see. So the Maisa, what's Bizmanenu? So unfortunately, the Maisa, the Matthias is that we don't have a Kayach for 100 reasons to be go Kaifa, stingy, Kivirim to give Tzedakah. You know, people, don't try this at home, you'll end up in jail. But, so the Shaila is, what about, we sometimes do have an Eifin to be Maitzi money, Shaloi B'Diyasim. Either, let's say, a stingy person, his wife wants to give Tzedakah, or some crave him, or somehow you have access or some way to get money out of him without his knowledge, tricking him, yeah, or the wife has, you know, the checkbook. So could we be careful like that? So the lashon of Shulchan Aruch here is b'fanav. So it's mashma that it's only if you force him to give from himself or take from his nechasim, only b'fanav. That's lashon of Rambam. So ma'aseh, it's not pashut. The Bach learns that b'fanav just means afilu b'fanav. Kol shekein, if he's not there, you can force him because he has a chiyuv. But even b'fanav, where maybe you would think you should wait until you convince him. No, we're not going to wait to convince him. He says no, we're going to take it. But if you saw the shach here in Sifkan Dalid is chaylik on the Bach, and he says no, it means dafka b'fanav. Well, ma'aseh, it's mavur in the shach over here. He says im efsher. So it's mashma that in a chanami the chatchila has to be b'fanav, but only im efsher. Let's say it's e efsher because we know this guy zohar, he hasn't given a penny to tzedakah in the last 20 years. So then l'chayyur there's a tzad of even like b'fanav. So ma'aseh, there's a read here that the pischei tshuva brings from a base mayor. That's chaylik on this on the shach because it's takam aduik in the shach that we'd even do shalay b'fanav. So l'maisa, the base mayor is chaylik, and the ketayis also in one place at least says not. L'maisa, so it's like this. So the Aruch HaShulchan Taka understands that avada shalay b'fanav. He goes with the diak of the shach and what the bach holds shach and bach. The Aruch HaShulchan says avada that if you could do it shalay b'diyasa, he has a chiyuv to give. You have to give. So you have to be careful. Can't stop grab money. You have to be mavar that it's 100% clear he didn't give tzedakah somewhere else. That you're not taking too much, so it shouldn't be shayos of gezel. And the Maisa, they bring that the Ramah, it's in Reish Mem Hei, in Hilchas Talmud Torah over there, it's Mavur in the Ramah, that he also holds that for Kfiya, for a mitzvah, and for a Baal Chayv, it could be even done Shloi B'fanav, in Reish Mem Hei Dalet. So, the Maisa, if it's a Shach and a Bach, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and they're proving this from the Ramah, so then there would be a Tzad to, again, the Aruch HaShulchan says that, you know, you have to get a Rav to Paskin exactly how much to take, and that you need the Heter of a Rav to do it, but the Maisa, once you would have that Heter, so then,
I don't know, you're not giving my conversation.
Right, so this is the Shayla, and this is actually what the Paiskim say. This is one of the reasons of Bafanov. The reason you can only force him Bafanov, because love Bafanov, maybe he's Taka hidden Tzaddik. Yeah, so the question is, the Aruch HaShulchan's talking about that, you know, she's married to him, and it's clear to her, I hear, you know, all the Rebbe Shemais is about the guy who was a big miser, really was getting stuck in there. Okay, in the Chanami. What? Yeah, that's what we're saying. He would prove himself. He would say, I gave there. That. Well, I guess, you know, that's the thing. If we have reason to be chayshish, that he's not kind of the mitzvah, so I guess we could force him. We should require force him to prove himself. Let's see, you know, why not? Right. What's that? Right. It's not just a shaila of mamonis, the ma'aseh. This is your day. It's a v'hetah. The ma'aseh has a chiv to give. He's being over on a lot. Lafushi me'isura. The nesiv is in one place. Lafushi me'isura. Okay, so here, atzden amonis, yishtodin. So, okay. So, ma'aseh, this is all in terms of giving. So, this is the shaila. You know, unfortunately, I think that this happens. You know, one of the common cases where a wife has access to the husband's money. The husband doesn't give any tzedakah, he's very stingy, or he doesn't even give kfiha royla, he gives very little, and that's him, he's a wealthy person. And she wants to give, and she wants to write a check, and she wants to give to her children, or she wants to give to tzedakah, whatever it is. So there is makam here in the paiskim. I saw B'Shem Rav Scheinberg, a marshal, that pasha, that if she gives, avada in maitziyin, because it's a sveka dadina here, and then avada, the ani would be the muhsik. The question is, atzal chatchila, so ma'ashal aruch ha-shulchan to be meikal api l'shach, so Yishlodin, that there would be a tzad l'hakol to be kaifer shlo b'yidiyasa. So ma'isa, this all is a shayla of being kaifer. So let's see. So ma'isa like this. So until now we're talking where the wife knows that he's mamish, doesn't want to give a penny. Makbet gomer, the pischei tshuva says the noid b'yuda. The whole yisoy that we saw in Shulchan Aruch over here in Tziv Dalad, the allowed to be makabel from Rashim is a mistamanichale. But she knows this guy's mamish, stingy, miser, won't give a penny. So then it's mamish. This shayla, could we be koyfish shalei b'fanav? And that's this machlokes, the base mayor, but mice some place can we make all fine. But in a chanami, if it's ba'ifin that he's not so stingy, he's not a miser, stam, the gabbai wants to be makabel tzedakah from a woman, so the halacha is, you're allowed to take a davar mu'at. What's the pshat, you're allowed to take only a davar mu'at? Because we assume that for a davar mu'at, he's not makman. It's his money, she's giving his money, so it's gazel, we can't take from her. We assume that for a small amount, so he'd be masking. Shaib was saying, al pi darcha shulchan, ba'ifin that he's makbid. And the Nei Yehuda calls it gezel. So al darcha shulchan, it's not gezel, because darcha shulchan taka says that al tz the din of kfiyah, and al pi this shach and this ramah, that it's a din of kfiyah shalei b'fanav, but hechad yefshir. So he says, as long as you have the psak of a rav, that's kilo b'makam the beis din, so then you can taka do it l'chatchila, zok darcha shulchan. So the question is what to do l'maisa. So Shaimrich said, he's, without going into what to do l'chatchila, he says, avada b'diyevet, if she goes and gives it, but even that it's clear that he's stingy and he's not giving kafiyah roi loi, and that if Bibi Zman Chazal, they'd come down from Beis Din and, you know, whip him until he gave, then Mechia Gav, avada wouldn't be moitzi. And I'm saying, yitachin even l'chatchila, she could do it. What do you mean? Oh, so I'm saying, so Bechi Hai Gav, so that's the question. If we're going to be make like Darcha Shulchan, yeah, same thing, same issue. So, but now the question is, but even that he's not stingy in stam, and he wants to give tzedakah. So we say that v'derech klal, we say give a davar mu'ah, because that mistama her husband will be makbid. This is all mistama. The pischet shuv brings to Rebbe Yehuda points out that if she tells you, by the way, my husband gives me full rishus to give an extra few $100, so nechanami could be she's nemenes and you could take from her. And we were claiming before it could be today yesh lo d'nivim, you have to ask. Because it could be the stomach changed. Because the truth is, al derech zu, there's a yam shalom of Baba Kama. This heter to take from Nasha comes from the Gemara Baba Kama. So there's a yam shalom over there, brings some Rishonim. Shtekam achoik to Rishonim, brings some Rishonim over there that an Isha who deals with her husband's money, not works yet, but just she handles his money a lot, she's like the apotropos, then you could take a large amount. So it could be the stam of Bizmanenu, is the women have more access, they have more than moral involvement. Now there's Nachash Shaila at Bizmanenu, where they work and they earn money. They're the ones being the finest sabayis. Send this be'embas of grace to Shaila, that it could be b'chal, this whole halacha doesn't apply, it could be it's her money. And so in Yizayin Yisayin Oysa, that's for sure, it's but even if she doesn't say in Yizayin Yisayin Oysa, the halacha is like this, and Simon Payin of an Ezer, so state are that the woman's ma'isi yodeh, her earnings go to the husband, belongs to him, that's part of the arrangement with the ksuvah. So the Shaila is, it's mefurish there in Shulchan Aruch, that it's only, you can only force her to do the lachas that are regilas the nashim to do, to sew and to do different things in the house. And that goes to the husband. And if she's matchik herself to give more, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins that also goes to the husband. But there on the matchik, on the hadafa idea tchak, so sigin ksuvas and the sam chvav, so that extra, so that's a shayla, because the mechaber paskins it also goes to the husband. But there the bach already brings, the beishmul and Shulchan Aruch brings from the bach, the minig is ein motzi miyada. If she takes it, she's muchzak in motzi miyada. That's already a suffik. So the question is, bizman hazeh, when a woman goes out to work or stays at home to work, how do we treat that? Is that like a regular ma'isi yodeh, which goes to the husband, or is that like hadafai de'etcha? Because she's not mechuyif to do these things. She's not mechuyif to go work in an office and to leave the house and go work. So ma'isi is a big machlokes in the poskim. Yeah, in a chanavi, right here it's more the shaila. Stam, the isha knows her husband doesn't let. They have an argument. I mean, right. So the question is, bismanenu, right? Bismanenu, is the stama different? That it's from her. But now, klape shmaya, is it mutter for the isha to take this money and give it? She knows her husband doesn't let. But is it hers or is it his? So ma'is is a big machlokes. There's a maharit, they already bring that, learns that, no, just like whatever her sewing was ma'isideh. So bizmanenu, whatever work she does, that's called ma'isideh, goes to the Baal. The ma'is, a lot of places, is Marsham, Ramosha, in one place, writes like this in his Chufas and Ebenezer, that anytime she leaves the house and she's going to do work, that she's not mechuyah pi chazal, says she didn't have hadafa ideh etchak, and it gets into this machlokes, whether it goes to the Baal, like Shulchan Aruch, or in motzi miyada. So a lot of the places can say it's taka safek, and... Well, if it's hers, she's mechayiv. If it's his, he's mechayiv. In a chanami. Maybe this all has to be worked out. In a chanami. So the chatchila, they should sit down and they should, you know, hopefully not be fighting about whose money her, you know, wages go to. But tachos l'maisa. Yeah.
If she made to
then his tzedakah wouldn't work for her. And then she would be mechayev to give tzedakah.
Even if she's meichel, but it's still nice that he's not connection.
No, well, if she's meichel kabi, she gives it to him. She'll be mezakim the money. She'll be makin him the money. Say to him, saying if they have a joint account, meis if they have a joint account, they say they're both meichel enechanami. So meis it's a grace of suffik, and if she wants to give shaloi rishus bayla more, so it's not pashut. But the meis the place say she is muchzak, you wouldn't be able to meis miyadim. Yeah, avad lechatchila, you know, they should sit down and work things out. But the shaila is could you be moitzi miyada? The Torah says no, she's muchzak. Okay, lemaisa, just one other halacha here is that is kabbalah tzedakah from ketanim. So it's mavur the same, that's the same halacha from ketanim. Take a little bit, or if you're in the house, if love and shulchan aruch in the house, you can take some food from them, because again, mustama nichaluhu. So what about being mechanech hakatan? Be mechanech hakatan, a mitzvah tzedakah. So it's not mefurish anywhere, but mechayra, just like every other mitzvah, you want to be mechanech hakatan in this mitzvah also. The only zach is that it's not so pashit, because here, if you're going to give the katan money on his own, to own the money, so lechayra, to force him to give from his own money, gezel katan. You're not allowed to force a kid to give if he doesn't want to give. What? If you could be makna, yeah. So that's a cheres makna. You could makna kid money. So then to force him to give. Oh, so that's some of the places you say makna al tanai, or so lemaisa makna al tanai. But lemaisa also yish ladan that a katan that age, but him al tigidu tztak could be his potter. He's an ani. Even if he has a little money, but him he's an ani. Or no, the parents take care of his tzachim. So al kapanim it's nishklar. It seems that the minug olam is just. Not because the kid's an ani, he doesn't really have money on his own. If he has money to force it out of his hands, nishpash it. Nice remargal them in the midst of tzedakah. So from blood, you remargal them, you give them the, you know, an ani comes, you give them money, they put money in the tzedakah back to you, even though betz mitzvah money. Although what? You shouldn't give all your tzedakah like that because mitzvah b'yisim v'yishluchay to give him the maisa nesina. But that seems to be the way to be mechanech is just to be margal them in the maisa nesina. Right, so and echanami. But once he gets older and he's taka earning money, then you should be mechanech him to give. A katan, yeah, even a katan. Katan is earning money, then you should have a mechanechem to give money. So that's the question. The question is being supported by his parents. Is all his needs taken care of? So in the chayra, it would be enough to be mechayev and to be mechanechem in ma'aser. A ma'aser once he's within a year of bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, it's oynas nedarim. And then if he's makabel on himself stucka, the place can point out then he's chayev mikra adin, even though he's a katan, because it's oynas nedarim. It's a year before you become a gadol, you're chayev mikra adin. Yeah, sure.